I'm Emily Foster.
And I'm Deanna Raphael.
And we're too damn young
to be this damn confused. I thought TBT stood for Turn Back Time.
I thought Zendaya was a new fad diet.
Is it pronounced meme or mem?
We don't know.
But we do care.
So we are talking to youths to hip us up to what's happening.
OMFG is a shot of pop culture Botox that will, fingers crossed, keep us young and fresh.
And super of the now.
We're doing this for us.
But we're also doing this for you, because let's face it,
you're probably pretty clueless.
Hi, Boo.
Hey, girl.
What's happening?
Just happy to be here.
Me too. We've got a delightful little Jewess, I believe, based on name alone.
Name?
Caroline Goldfarb.
Oh, yeah.
Joining us today.
Fabulous.
But I mean, it gets confusing because, you know, there's a Whoopi Goldberg in the world.
Uh-huh.
Not Jewish. So I shouldn't make assumptions, but I'm assuming...
Right.
That our dear friend Caroline Goldfarb is a Jewess.
I would have to say.
But other people may know her as at official Sean Penn, where she runs this Instagram, over 200,000 followers.
It is something else. I don't even exactly know how to describe it. There's glitter, there's colors, there's celebrities.
It's great.
It's funny.
Worth a scroll.
Def worth a scroll.
And we're you know, hopefully she's going to tell us the meaning behind the madness.
Yeah. She had a one picture up of Oprah in bed, and it was real. I mean, it looked real. Oprah in bed with two pigtails and reading a book with her glasses on, and it was hilarious. Like, she seems to find celebrities in unexpected, like, off moments.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the pics she seems to have.
And when I had a chance to chat with her, and when I chatted with her, she said that she was like, well, you know, like the moms and dads thing, right? And I was like, I'm sorry. So, and I said, shush your mouth.
Yeah.
And you save it for the show.
Right.
So she's going to teach us about being called mom and dad on social media.
Hmm.
I'm not really sure.
Hey, I have a question for you.
Hit me.
I was in Joann Fabric today.
Mm-hmm.
No big deal.
Stop bragging.
And I went in and I asked two different women, older,
mm-hmm.
probably in their 50s. I said, do you have any oak tag?
I would not know what that is.
They looked at me like I was insane.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, what? I'm like, oak tag. Do you have any oak tag? And I am now completely like, you don't know what I'm talking about.
No, not a clue.
Okay. So I'm going to see if she knows what oak tag is,
okay.
or if I have lost my mind, or if it's a regional thing.
I think it might be regional. I don't know.
It's like like thick paper. It's like it's a large sheet of paper that's thicker than – it's like contact
– poster board.
Poster board.
Sounds like poster board.
But not as thick as poster board, I think.
Well, I know a way to make your day brighter.
Go ahead.
Something I did this week, which was really thrilling – I downloaded a new ringtone. And I know you're thinking, Emily, this isn't 1998.
Yeah.
Did they have ringtones then? I don't know. But
2001.
Emily, it's not 2001.
Right.
But this is like so cool. Me and all my friends, aka my coworkers, downloaded a marimba version of Hotline Bling.
The Drake song?
Yeah.
Let me hear.
Well, let's do it as we say
our handle.
Follow us at OMFG Pod. I'm Emily Foster at Frida Foster.
And I'm Deanna Raphael at Deanna Raphael.
But like, doesn't this make life better?
Yeah.
Like if your phone just blew up like that.
Yeah.
So
I'm
anyway,
happy.
Next time you're at Joann Fabrics, I'll call you. So
oh,
you don't
great.
Have to be sad.
And I'll be like, oak tag.
Yeah.
I'm excited for her to come in here.
Let's bring her in.
Okay. OMFG! We have Caroline Goldfarb.
Caroline, that's me.
It is you.
Are we singing? I'm super into that.
We're always singing a little bit.
Just a little bit of
so,
singing.
I just, in our intro, I called you a Jewess. I just want to make sure that's correct.
Oh my God. Jewess is one of my favorite ways to be referred. Because in my mind, it's
right.
Jew plus goddess.
Yeah, right.
It is. So welcome.
Thank you for having me.
You run at... Official Sean Penn.
Yes, at Official Sean Penn.
That's I'll tell me. You what, we've been having a time looking at your site.
A real
fun
time.
Oh, my website is a magical, magical place.
Really?
You've done good.
Is how do you describe this website? Because I feel you'll do a better job than I will or Emily will.
Well, it's basically, to start, it's a beautiful rainbow sparkle wonderland.
Right.
Amen.
You got some links at the top, you know, mail, Instagram, you know, like the general links one would have. But probably the key feature of my website is that my cursor is a highly realistic
penis.
Male penis. Yeah. And it jizzes, sparkles as you move it.
Is that what that is?
Jizz sparkle.
I didn't understand that it was jizz sparkle, as you say.
I'm pro wiener, pro peen, the freaking way.
Oh,
so,
I'm so glad.
Yeah. And also, don't be shy. Definitely hit that about section because we have an interactive pony feature under that where it'll take a second to load, but
I don't think we went there.
I went to press, which didn't give me any press.
Oh, that link might be dead. I'm not the greatest.
Oh, okay, great.
I'm not the greatest coder.
No big deal. It took me to your Instagram, although maybe I clicked. I might have clicked above on Instagram. So
girl, I'm sure it's my fault. My HTML coding skills are not like quite that high.
Look, at least you have some. I mean, you created this, huh?
Well, and you put ponies all over your site.
Did you get to the ponies?
Yeah, we're on the ponies.
You can
There's
pick
little
them up
baby.
With the penis and drag them and move them.
Oh, my God. It's fun.
It's really,
really
fun.
Happy you're here because, like, there's some things we wouldn't have done like that.
Yeah.
So cool. Yours is, like, rainbow bright gem on crack is what this website is.
Yeah. I like to think of my personal brand as Us Weekly. Basically, it's like if Us Weekly and Lisa Frank had a baby and that baby was super stoned and super horny and covered in sparkles, that's like the perfect way to describe what I
Lisa
do.
Lisa Frank
I'm
being
sad
the stickers.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, my God.
No, I don't know Lisa Frank. Yes. And some of you people who are listening don't know either, so don't play me. Stay with me.
We're not playing you. This is just a learning experience.
Right. No, I know. We're just learning.
But I know that you do
I
know.
Don't know Lisa Frank.
You
do.
You do.
Lisa
That's
Frank
the point.
Has been around since like the 80s, and it's a sticker. Basically, she makes stickers and like trapper keepers, and the visuals are like super neon rainbows and bears and dolphins and hearts
That's
and
like
sparkles.
Okay, so Emily did a nice Google for me. I'll be honest with you guys, it's not familiar to me.
These aren't familiar to you at all.
No, I don't. I know trapper keepers and I know rainbow colors, but these images
but, like,
are not.
This would be the cover of a trapper keeper.
Hand to God, I don't know this. Yeah. Hand to God.
Maybe it's like a Goy thing? Like maybe Jews didn't grow, because it's a very like frivolous expense that your parents would be willing to throw away money on.
What are they? You're going and you're buying it?
It would probably have peaked when you were like in middle school, and it's like stickers and school supplies and backpacks, and it's this chick, Lisa Frank, who's based, I could literally go into the history so hard right
go
now.
Ahead.
She's based in Arizona. Some might think that she's a mythical, like it's a nom de plume or like a fake name.
Okay.
But no, there is really a chick named Lisa Frank. She is a Jewess as well.
Okay.
She's a genius in my opinion. And she just lives in this like super technicolor wonderland. And she's my hero. She's really amazing. And
it's very rainbowy.
It's like very bright.
Literally my inspiration. And she's also a recluse. There's very few pictures of her that exist online.
Ooh.
No, it's really cool.
That's fun.
But I actually met her recently.
Wow.
Yes, dog. It was the craziest experience of my life.
Oh, my God.
Emily just whipped her head around, like, looked so excited.
She said, yes, dog.
No, dude, it was literally crazy. Oh, my gosh. We have the same digital agent. I know that sounds ridiculous, but we do. And
Does that mean?
I hate
to keep going on tangents, so let's go on.
My digital agent, I don't know, she, like, knows the internet and she, like, hooks me up with cool meetings with people.
Great.
Sarah Wykel.
Okay.
Right? Like a regular agent, but for digital stuff.
Love that.
She works with, like, YouTube kids that have billions of followers. Like, I'm, like, way low on the totem pole for her. But anyway, I told her it was my dream to meet Lisa Frank. And we were at this conference in Las Vegas and she was like, okay, Lisa Frank's going to be here. You know, you can meet her.
Wow.
And I was, like, so nervous. I was literally shaking. And Lisa Frank, like, she turns around and she honest to God, she was like 5'1", maybe 90 pounds, like soaking wet.
Oh my gosh. So
skinny.
Poor thing, eat a sandwich.
No, dude, she was like loving, she's loving her life. This is exactly how she wants to be. She was wearing all black, which is like super tight, super chic. And she, I was like, Lisa Frank, like, you're my biggest inspiration. You're an inspiration to so many of us. I was like almost tearing up. She couldn't care less. You could tell that she hears that every day.
No way.
Yes, dude. She was like, she was literally like, that's nice. She had a total like nanny Fran Fine voice.
Oh gosh.
And she like talked, she was talking about her son. She was like a Jewish mom, but she was like Lisa Frank. It was so
hilarious.
Dope. Yeah.
Okay, well, that's fascinating. I had no idea. Speaking
of
things.
So she's part of your brand, your life.
Yeah. Oh, I know. God, the tangents we've gone on already.
Okay, so that kind of sums up. I love. So now that makes 100% sense.
Sure,
you said, can you now say it again now that
so
we have
back
that information?
To the top. If Us Weekly and Lisa Frank had a baby and the baby was super stoned and super horny and covered in sparkles.
That's your brand.
That's my brand.
That's how you got that ad agent.
That's exactly.
She was like, sold.
I walked in and I did like a Don Draper impression. I said exactly what I just said. And I got the
Boom.
Job.
Bam. Okay, so I need to ask you, you know, you've just told us what Lisa Frank means to you.
Yeah.
But what does Sean Penn mean to you?
Yeah.
It's a great question. Sean Penn means a lot to me. But before I tell you what Sean Penn means to me, I need to also tell you that before I settled on the name Official Sean Penn, it was actually a whole string of different celebrity officials.
Okay.
Like I would just do it to amuse myself.
Right.
At one point, it was Official Meryl Streep, which was like a classic. Awesome. Right? Amazing.
Yeah,
Meryl.
Really lean into that.
Lean in, ladies.
I would like to curate Meryl. That sounds...
I just didn't want to like bring down her name with my
tarnish
garbage.
With
exactly.
Your,
that's
not... Penis sperm.
You skew maybe a little dirtier.
It's exactly. And I mean...
Right. Just
I don't
a little,
wanna,
though.
No, I'm filthy.
Okay.
But I didn't want to tarnish her name. This was before Ricky and the Flash, so obviously anything I do, I mean, it's
done. Fair game now.
But then I changed it to my personal favorite, which was Official Sonia Sotomayor. Yeah, ladies love that one.
Yeah.
That one felt good.
So that was a classic, but the name was so long that it was just like...
You couldn't write me.
I couldn't even like handle it.
She said the ladies like that.
It was so hard to log in. Official Sonia Sotomayor,
oh my
that's
God.
Like 80 letters.
Yeah. And I know, are these different Instagram accounts you're creating?
Same,
you and you're just changing the name.
Yeah, you can just change the name, yeah.
Who knew?
And then Official Bjork, that was kind of like a dud. But then I settled on Official Sean Penn because in my mind, he is literally the most humorless.
Right.
He's like anti-humor.
Yeah.
Like, I've never even seen him crack a smile. He seems like he is not fun-loving. Like,
right.
He wouldn't know a joke if it hit him in the face.
Sure.
So to me, he's like literally the antithesis of like all good feeling and fun. To me, he couldn't be more opposite from who I am, and that's what makes it so funny.
Right, the juxtaposition.
It's a little bit of juxtaposition, yeah. And, I mean, it's baffling. So many people still think I'm just Sean Penn. Like, literally on The Daily, people are like, I cannot believe this is Sean Penn. Sean Penn's so crazy. Sean Penn has such a fun sense of humor.
I love that.
I'm like, nah, this is not
Sean Penn.
It's just not.
You're like, ain't verified, girl.
No, not at all. But,
I like the one photo you had up of Kylie Jenner. Or, you know, I never know the one from the other, but Kylie and her, like, one eye was, like, cockeyed and, like, it looked like a lash was coming off the other one was going in a different direction. And you wrote underneath it, like, when that iced coffee just hits you the right way. And that expression really did sort of sum it up. Like,
it's true.
It's kind of like, oh, you know,
like, it
gets you. One eye goes awry and you're like, fuck yeah, that was like satisfying.
It's so satisifying and like it's just extremely pleasurable and like shocking.
Right.
Lashes are falling off. Yeah.
So you're just up to nonsense.
I'm doing a lot of nonsense for sure. I really do enjoy, I make my own content for the most part. Like I like to make what I call collages.
Okay.
I mean, you might remember.
Are there apps that you're doing this with or how are you creating them?
I'm not trying to blow your mind right now, but I'm using a little thing we call Photoshop.
Okay.
On
Holler.
Direct Holler. Adobe Suite. Thing.
Shout out to Photoshop.
That's right.
Photoshop.
That's like old skiz, you know?
Yeah, dude. I'm taking it back to old skiz and I like to make them move. So it's like very basic animation we have happening. I'm not saying I'm like the next Walt Disney, but I don't know. We're talking animation, ladies.
Right.
And I'm using a lot of fun apps on my phone. There's one called Alis. It's so weird to say, but it's A-L-I-I-S. And that's just a really basic photo editing app that has like stickers and sparkles. They have great sparkles. That's like what I really use it for. Lots of sparkles.
I want this now.
Yeah, I want
that. But it also has an amazing face tuning suite.
Okay.
Where you can like enlarge your eyes and make your nose smaller and slim face your face and all this crazy shit.
Why did you just say everything that I want to do?
You always want to face
nose smaller.
No, dude,
always the nose smaller.
Emily, I mean, you guys is
no, she's feeling me. She's feeling me. She's
I'm gonna indulge your body dysmorphia for a second and just say that
thank you.
Sometimes I don't know. I mean, my nose is big and
it's a Jewess problem.
It's a Jewess problem.
But you guys have beautiful noses.
Thank you. It doesn't
you should
matter.
Talk to my
we
mom.
Want. We want perfect little
I want like a piggish, like aquiline white person nose that like is so small that you can like kind of not see it from some angles
exactly.
and is upturned so you can see my
like
nostrils.
You want the
nibble
upturn
it off. Like you
yeah.
just you'd be like, "Oh, that came right,
right.
off."
And my nose is so small I barely saw it.
Yeah.
But yeah, this app, I mean, you can make your eyes like big like a Korean doll. It's just so magical.
Oh, I want this. I'm
do trying. You ever do like a slight adjustment?
I don't like upload that many pictures of my face.
Right.
I do have a secondary Instagram account for sexy selfies and the like and like other stuff.
Yeah.
For thirst trapping. You guys know what that is, right?
No. Thirst trapping.
Dude, thirst trapping, learn it, love it, live it. It's when you're trapping people into exposing their thirst. Thirst is like when you're showing like, oh, man, I want
to
F you.
Let's all breathe for a second because we have to unpack a lot right now.
I'm sorry. Let me know if I'm moving too fast.
Right now, I feel like you've said a lot of concepts that like we've had kind of come through and now we're doing a deeper dive into it. Like, let's just start from the beginning. Let's just clear things up.
Okay.
Thirst trapping. You are able to trap people's specific thirst. Like if I had a thirst for foot fetish.
I think you're overthinking it.
Okay.
It's when you upload a sexy selfie and another name for that is a thirst trap because you'll get comments that are like, ooh, hot, sexy. And those people are exposing their thirst. Like when they're like, when they want to F you. Can I curse?
Yeah.
When they want to fuck you, that is their thirst.
I see.
Like when Drake, if you follow Drake on Instagram, he's been posting a lot of sexy gym selfies recently.
Thank God.
Those are classic thirst trap selfies.
Because
you just go through the comments, it's all girls being like, oh my God, like wetness emoji, tongue out emoji, tongue emoji. That's thirst. That is literal textbook thirst.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know who I have thirst for?
Hmm.
I think I might have said this before.
Me?
Oh, she's so cute. In addition, I have thirst for the Dancing with the Star guy, Val.
Val Chermolovsky?
Yeah, I follow him on Instagram, and I thirst after him. I don't write anything down.
Girl, you are literally understanding thirst so well.
Yeah,
right
like
now.
I'm like I don't put it out there for like others to see, but inside my own self, I'm like, he is so hot. And I don't have a lot of those coming down my stream.
Do you, off the top of your head, know what?
I'm not feeling him.
Oh, he's very, but you're not looking at a good picture.
No,
like
no, no,
she's
no.
looking at bullshit right now.
That's what comes
now.
Up when you Google his
Can
name.
Can you go
it's
into images, please?
All right, he's Ukrainian.
He's very
Ukrainian.
Sexy. No. Can you say shirtless in the scroll?
Nina, you're like, you have to defend your thirst. You
I
just
know.
Have some thirst for
that. Oh, there we go. That's what's up. No? You're not with it at all?
Are you Jewish?
No.
Okay, it's a total other thing
because
he like looks ethnic and you're so beautiful and white.
Stop it.
That for you it's like, I don't know, it's like a jungle fever is not really the right term, but you
like,
have kind of like a...
Like,
you do have a jungle fever.
It's jungle.
Fever.
It's jungly.
You totally have a jungle fever.
And Emily is a Jew.
You think I live in a state of jungle fever?
Yes, I do. This makes so much sense. Caroline has cracked the code.
Look at me.
Jungle fever.
I don't not have a jungle. In a jungle being anything other than white.
Yes.
I mean, that's normal, though. That's totally normal.
Yeah, that's true.
Whereas, Emily, I wouldn't be surprised if your celebrity crush of choice was, like, Ryan Gosling or something, someone super white.
Yes, she's pegged me.
Oh, my God. Do
she's
you guys understand that I am literally, like, a sex god of knowledge right now?
She just thirst trapped me.
She
well,
did.
That's not kind of. You're kind of using it wrong. But
But you found her, you trapped her thirst. I mean, one way or the other, yeah. You know? Mm-hmm. I'm happy we did. I was going down a crazy road with the thirst trap.
I know, you were way over-leading into it.
And that's, like, one of the things I'll say that we've learned over the last year of doing this show is that, like, when I always think things are going to be, like, more deep than they are, and they're really never as deep. They're more, like, it is what it is. Like, it's just a thirst trap. You are a deep person. You are a very special person and intelligent, and I'm getting all of that. I'm enjoying your presence.
Good.
But the concepts of, like, a thirst trap or a meme even, I've always wanted more. Like, what else? And it is what it is.
It just is. It's so simple. It's just right there at face value.
Face value.
Okay. And back to the apps really quick.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to wrap it up. Last one, I'm going to give a shout out to Leanified.
Okay.
That's the key app for putting emojis on pictures. I don't know of any other app that lets you put just straight up emojis as little stamps on pictures.
Oh, okay.
But that's cool. Really important to me.
Feel really good about that.
Okay, so we're going to just throw some rapid fire questions at you.
Please.
And then we're going to take a quick break.
And then we're going to have to hit her with our intro questions.
Oh, well, it's in there.
Oh, great.
Well, mine is. Yours.
Okay. I'll add mine there. Hold on. I'll add mine.
Oh,
okay.
Okay, so 2 a.m. or 4:20?
4:20 every day. Oh. You guys don't even know I have a tattoo of a weed leaf on my body.
That's so hot.
It's not, actually. My sweet friend, Faye, who has a tattoo machine at her house.
Uh-oh.
Trouble.
Very sanitary. She's a Virgo, and Virgos are very organized.
I'm not having this.
It's just too much access.
Well, anyway, it has it's a weed leaf with a happy face in the middle of it. And
where is it on your body?
It's on my thigh. So every time I pee, I'm like, and it, like, stares at me because it has eyes and a mouth. But so, yeah, 4:20 all the way for sure.
Great. Your favorite word for doing it?
My favorite word for doing it is smashing garbage. That's not like a universally used one, but smashing garbage.
Miley Cyrus just announced a naked concert. Yes or no?
Like, yes.
Sure.
Oh. I've seen all of Miley's nudity, all her parts, many times. So it's at this point, it's kind of like, girl, there's not much left to show. But
fair enough.
I support women in their creative endeavors.
Right. Mm. Is watching TV something you do on your TV or your computer?
I haven't owned a real TV in a long time.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Cut the cord, baby.
Fill in the blank. Red receipts are for
losers.
And why is that?
Because, like, they're texts. It's embarrassing to, like, have to have that extra layer of anxiety.
Right.
When someone, like, has – I just think it's, like, a power move for some reason. Like,
right.
Yeah, I read your text and I'm thinking about it and I'm going to leave you sweating. It's like the only acceptable way to have that is if you respond to the text immediately. It's just as I don't like them.
Well, I have a young friend named Deja Alexis. What's up, Deja? And she had red receipts on her text, and I was like, "Oh my god, girl, you have red on." Because some people don't know they accidentally
that happened with you and me.
Did I scream at you?
No, I told you you had them on
because I redid my phone. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Like, oh my god. So people sometimes, you might not, wiped out my phone or whatnot, and it kind of automatically puts it on or whatever.
Horrible.
So I told her, I'm like, girl, your red receipts are on. And she was like, I know. Mm. She goes, I want people to know I have read it and I am not responding or I am responding. So you're correct. It is a power move for the people who are intentionally.
That's what I'm saying. That's what makes it for losers because digital power moves.
Okay.
Are not chill.
Yeah.
We're all on the
She's got a lot of men hitting her up.
You say
her
name was Deja, or did I hear
Deja Alexis.
She sounds like she's getting her garbage smashed. If you know what I'm saying. In a good way.
She is. I mean, she's a girl in the world. You know what I mean? Like,
awesome.
She's doing a lot. She's doing the most.
Hey, girl.
Yeah.
Shout out to Deja.
All right. What's your ringtone?
My phone is on silent so often, but I think it's, honestly, I couldn't even tell you. That's so sad. I think it's like the basic Apple, like.
Right. Ding-ding. All right. So here's what, I mean, Emily.
Oh my God.
But like, if you could have a ringtone like this, wouldn't you?
Dude, You don't understand how important Hotline Bling is to me right now. Yes, and hearing that 8-bit, slightly off-model version of my favorite
song.
The
marimba. It's a marimba Hotline Bling.
Dude, I'm so about that.
Okay, thank you. Great. Because I've always had my phone on silent until I bought this ringtone. I bought it.
Everything's changing now. And you bought that?
$129.
Money well spent. Honestly, that's an investment.
In your future.
Thank you. I was like, this is bringing me up.
Yeah.
And that's where I'm going in life.
That's a nice lift.
Peaking.
Right? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, because ringtones, we were trying to figure it out. I feel like they were kind of something 5 years ago, and I don't know that people are spending their $129 or creating them in GarageBand, but, like, are they?
Oh, my God. I don't know. I just don't think they are.
I don't think so either, but maybe now they will start.
I think we're bringing them back.
Yeah.
I think we are, too.
Boom.
Bam.
Do you know what microfiche is?
Girl, I know what microfiche is. I know what, like, all that old stuff is. Sliding calculators.
Card catalogs.
Card catalogs. Dewey abacuses. Decimal system. Oh, you lost me with that one.
All right. It's some Chinese shit. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, an abacus. Of course I know what an abacus is.
Isn't it Chinese? Is. Abacus?
I think it is. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, definitely know an abacus.
You didn't know abacus.
Oh, I know, because when you said it, then I, like, spelled it wrong in my head.
Oh, okay.
I heard, like, but yeah. I know what it is.
Okay, great. So you know this.
Microfiche, hell yeah.
So I'm going to take this one too because this is mine.
Yeah.
Oak tag.
Oak tag.
Oh, shit.
It sounds like, it makes me think of One Oak, which is a really hot club in LA where people get shot a lot.
Oh, damn. I don't know that.
I think it's regional. I'm going to have to email people.
Oak tag.
I don't know. I went into Joanne Fabric and I asked two older women for where is the oak tag? And they looked at me like I was insane.
I have to know what it is.
It's just like a thick construction paper. Not construction paper, but
poster board. Foam core?
Foam core.
It's not as deep as foam core. It's thinner. But so it's poster board.
But you call it, where are you from?
I'm from Long Island, and I don't know, for whatever reason, we would go get oak tag. And now I feel like that's the most insane
thing.
Your
friends are playing a trick on you, and that's not a thing.
And I have to go, I'll find out. I'll see what's going on. No, I mean, they were like, what are you talking about? And then as I said it, I was like, what am I talking about? You know? All right.
I learned something just now, either way.
I didn't know it either, if it makes you feel better.
It does.
Sorry,
Deanna. Makes me feel worse, but...
Deanna, we love you.
Thank you.
All right, on that note, we're going to take a quick break.
Woo! OMFG! Hey, everyone. I want to remind you of a great way you can help support the show and wolfpop.com at the same time, and that is through Amazon. You know Amazon. You love Amazon. And since you hopefully love OMFG too, here's a way that you can love both at the same time. The next time you want to shop at Amazon, don't go to Amazon.com. That is for weirdos. Instead, go to wolfpop.com/Amazon. That'll take you to the same Amazon you know and love, and all the prices will be the great Amazon.com prices you know and love. But we'll get a sweet, sweet kickback. So you don't have to pay an extra dime, but OMFG gets credit from Amazon, and it really adds up and keeps us and the engineers and the microphones turned on and everyone really happy. So remember, go to wolfpop.com/Amazon and bookmark that puppy too, so that every time you need to buy batteries or a Kindle or a television or a cardigan or a last second present for your loved one's birthday, you use our special link and you help us earn cash at the same time. Hooray! OMFG!
Welcome back. We are here with Caroline Goldfarb.
Ooh, ooh.
Caroline, you are an American treasure.
Thank you. Like Johnny Carson, except with more wives.
Oh, what's your deal? Are you? I saw you checking out our sound guy. What are you doing exactly with men?
I am currently in a relish.
Okay.
Congrats. Mazel.
Yeah. I'm dating a really cool artist. He's super dope, but I'm not used to having a boyf. I'm really used to being single and like constantly scanning the room for smashable options. So it's so bizarre for me to be like, I'm like a Terminator, but for dick. I'm always like, like looking around for eligible guys. But then I'm like, oh, no, I can't do that anymore.
Oh, wow. So you just like to smash?
I just like to say to smash, but I mean, I haven't like smashed, you know, I'm like actually pretty normal at the end of the day.
But you like looking, it's fun. You like the game of like, yes, where's the smash at?
If a hot guy walks down the street, I am like I'm actually like creepy. A construction worker. Yeah. Like I'm actually awful. Like I will not catcall guys, but I'll be like, ooh, damn, like he's so fine. And like feel myself get a little
right,
hot.
Right, right.
I'm
That's
the worst.
So cute.
Good I mean, you're a young woman. You're feeling yourself. You know, let's.
I'm definitely feeling myself. Yourself. Absolutely. But I mean, you know, it's like,
you're just thirsty.
Oh,
it's okay.
That's exactly it. But not anymore.
But now you have it on lock.
Now I have it on lock.
So you get the D all the time.
I get that D on a reg basis.
Uh-huh.
And
how is it?
It's good.
Great.
It's really nice.
What kind of a boyf do you have?
He actually is African. Thank God.
He's glad this jungle fever is all
dude,
over.
Dude, girl, you know I'm down with it. I mean, yeah. he's from Ghana. He's Ghanaian. And he's
it's fun
really,
to say.
I don't
Ghanaian.
Wanna, I would shout him out, but I don't want to like blow up his
yeah,
spot.
Yeah, no, it's cool.
No.
You do.
What
you.
Is he? Yeah, just do you, you know.
But yeah, he's got the
Ghanaian.
Box on lock.
How did your mom deal with that?
Box on lock.
Oh my God. My Persian, highly conservative mom, not super well, actually.
Well, I dated a Haitian man.
Haitian. That's like light caramel
Icean.
Colored. Oh, no.
Yeah.
They can be dark.
He was light.
Okay, that's good. At least he's like caramelly.
Well, yeah. I mean, like, I was like, my mother lost her mind.
I totally relate to that. I told my dad, and he was sitting on a couch, and he was like picking at something. And he would like looked really chill, but then he was like, he broke part of the couch because he nervously ripped out a chunk of like a nice leather couch. It was weird.
Moms and dads,
you know
on
what?
Board.
You on board. You do need to take your parents' racism out for a spin.
Yeah.
With one of like with a revelation, like I'm dating a Guyanese or Icean.
It's so hard to say,
you know?
Ghanaian. Yeah,
Ghanaian.
I mean,
I know. I think I've said Guyanese all my life. Ghanaian. Okay,
Ghanaese,
fine.
I know. Well, we've all learned a lot about.
My mom, when I told her, I was like, I was excited to tell her I was dating someone. I hadn't dated anyone in a while. And she was like, what's his name?
Oh, jeez.
And I said, Reginald Jacques Lespinasse.
Oh, my God.
And she said, Reginald? Reggie? And I was yeah. And she said, black?
Oh, no. She got that from Reginald?
No, wait, hold on. She said what nationality is. And I said Haitian. And she was like, Haitian. Black.
No, girl.
And I was like, I mean, he speaks French. I mean, I don't know. And she was
that's so classy.
Then she went up and down. Like, the word black was like, she goes, black. Black. Diana, black.
Oh, my God.
Black. Black Deanna. I was like, what's happening right now? My mother lost her mind.
Moms can be super racist.
Yeah. Hashtag.
Mom stuff.
Yeah.
Just mom stuff.
She came around, though.
That's cool. Yeah, my mom's coming around, too, but it was...
Rocky. It's really? A rocky.
Real
it's
rocky.
Rocky.
Huh.
Yeah. I mean, for better or for worse.
When I dated a black man, if my mom had the feels about it, she did not share them.
Yeah.
I will say that.
Wise.
Oh, yeah. Your mom sounds like a chill, open, not racist person.
But she could have just hit it, knowing, you know. Mm-hmm. Who knows?
Maybe my mother, did not hit it.
That's funny.
Hit it. Yeah, she lost her mind. I, had to put her in a locked position in my arms and,
oh my God.
Tell her to calm down and, make tea.
You know, how there's those vests for dogs, a thunder vest when they're anxious and it, compresses their body so they don't freak out?
Yeah, I needed that.
You did that to your mom.
I was that.
You kept her in the thunder lock.
I thunder vested
her ass and I was like, chill.
Yeah, damn. Powerful.
Wow.
Yeah. Look, that's it.
Wow.
So are your friends out smashing garbage, as you say? What's the garbage exactly?
Yeah, I went out with my friend this weekend and she's gorgeous, but it was so insane to see a really highly sexual person being so in charge of her sexuality. She was juggling at least 20 Tinder messaging. You know what I mean? She had 20 Tinder options and she was cycling through those, some of which had already gone to text because you can have the Tinder interaction, then it moves to text.
Okay.
So she was juggling them. It was so crazy. And as we were sitting in the bar, She saw a guy walked by that she has been conversing with off Tinder.
She saw him IRL.
Outside the bar. And then in the bar, a guy hit on her and then she smashed his garbage later that weekend.
Wow.
So, I mean, my friends are out there they're fighting the good fight.
And you have a symbol on your Instagram that says like slut party or something like that.
Yeah,
be a slut, enjoy.
Yeah, my favorite phrase is be a slut, do whatever you want.
Right.
And I made it into a really gorgeous image. It's like rainbowy.
Yeah.
And I have it on bags and stickers and all kinds of stuff. And I don't know. I mean, it pretty much is what it says. Again, not a lot to read there.
Deanna,
I'd love to hear your extremely convoluted reading.
She wrote her thesis on that senior year of college.
I mean, I did take it for what it was. It was rainbows and it was like, be a slut, do what you want, right? That's the general vibe of it.
Yeah.
I took that to be exactly that.
Well, as long as we're on this topic, what does, in our favorite song, Hotline Bling.
Yeah.
What does touching road mean?
Wait, when does he say that?
Yeah.
He's like, why are you always touching road?
I'm
not a great singer.
No. I need to hear like more context. I just can't picture that. That cannot be what he says.
Hold on.
I know when that hotline bling. Are we around there?
Yeah.
That can only mean one thing. Touching road. I know one day if you're bending over backwards for someone else.
It's after that.
Okay.
Oh, why are you in those something? Oh. No. Why are you in the zone?
Oh, no.
Why are you touching road?
Yes, the touching road.
I don't know.
Why are you always touching road?
Yeah.
Why are you never alone? Why are you always touching road? Used to always stay at home.
Okay, my reading of that, we should pull up Rap Genius because Rap Genius does break down all rap
lyrics. What is
Rap
Genius?
Rap Genius is a website that you can hover your mouse over the rap lyric and it explains it in a way for white people to understand.
Holy shit.
But anyway, let me guess before you guys go to it and we'll see how close I am. My guess is Touching Road is like, because Hotline Bling's all about how the girl used to stay at home and be like a homebody and then... Now, since Drake broke up with her or left Toronto or whatever, she goes out a lot with her friends.
Yeah.
So that has to mean that she's like going outside, touching road, like taking her car and literally touching the road and going to clubs or something.
Oh, that's much nicer than what I thought it was.
What did you think it was then? Oh my God, I'm on Rap Genius by accident.
How did you get there by accident?
I don't know. I Googled lyrics.
Oh, okay.
Touch road is Jamaican slang commonly used in the streets of Toronto to mean going out.
Okay. Well, you got it. You totally got it. You nailed it.
Wow. See, because I took it for the when you bend it over backwards, I was
you did a sex reading of
I
that.
Did.
She's like doing a crazy sex move, which is like a backwards bend
right?
and touches the
floor.
I was
like, this is so dirty.
Drake.
Touching road.
Drake, you shouldn't. Stop.
Okay. Rap Genius is amazing.
Oh, Rap Genius is not even low-key, it's high-key amazing.
Yeah, it is high-key amazing. And it seems to grab verses here, you know?
It's really helpful. Really breaks it down.
Okay, so let's get to the real meat.
The meat.
Of what we need to know from you.
Okay.
The moms, the dads.
What is that?
On the social media.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Apparently, you tell us.
Okay.
There's a trend.
So on social media, there's a trend. Just repeated exactly what we said. There's of young people referring to their favorite female celebrities as mom. And yeah, it's kind of a thing. And it means like they're almost like a mother figure to them. I want them to adopt me. I want them to be my second mom. It's a complete term of adoration for females. And a female would throw that out to another female. But I did some prelim research today for, like, all the celebrities that get it the most.
Yeah.
And so you can always see it in the Instagram comments.
Let me guess.
Please.
Beyonce.
Beyonce's not on my list, but she's kind of like an eternal mom.
Okay.
What about Riri?
Riri, yeah. I mean, these are moms for sure.
Okay, but not
on the list.
She's not Gwyneth Paltrow.
No. You've gone in a way crazy direction just now. Okay. She's only mom to Apple and Moses.
Okay.
I'm going to give you one, and then you guys will get the idea and you'll go from there.
Okay.
Taylor Swift would be a mom.
What?
I'll give you a couple. Lorde is a big mom. She gets a lot of mom comments.
See, I don't know.
It's like a youthful thing. I think they have to be young and they're, it's really just like all the female pop stars, I guess. I feel like Rihanna, it's kind of hard because some people have their own set of crazy fans.
Right.
Like Beyonce has the Bay Hive and Rihanna has like the Rihanna Navy.
Yeah.
So they're doing their own thing. But like Katy Perry gets a lot of them. Katy Perry's a total mom.
I was going to guess her.
I'm sorry. I'm going to stop
saying
them.
No, that's great. Because she seems mom.
Because like I'm
but
like
Lady Gaga doesn't seem mom.
Lady Gaga's not a mom, exactly.
Why not? It's so
I think I'm honing in on this.
I'm not there yet. I'd love to be there.
Cool. Lady Gaga also has her weird fan base.
Her monsters.
The monsters, right, right, right. And they're, again, doing their own thing. Because think of it, it has to be like their fan base has to be like young girls.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And Lady Gaga has a lot of like gays and like older people.
Yeah.
But yeah, let's see. And also the Jenners and the Kardashians get a
really?
Lot.
Really?
Kylie would be like a huge mom.
Kylie?
I would be the kind of person, if I were like 5 years younger, I would be commenting mom on Kylie Jenner's pictures.
Okay.
So this is derivative, I believe, where my only like, I know like three things. I know Woody Allen movies. I know drag queens. And that's it. You know, those are like, and I know like
two.
Some Bravo shows.
Sure,
you know,
sure.
I don't know a lot, but I
that's
do
a
know
lot.
Things. So I think that this is derivative, like drag
totally.
Queens have like drag mothers.
It's totally
so it's like
part
you look
that.
Up to someone who can show you the way.
Yes.
And you can emulate them.
I couldn't agree more. It's absolutely part of that tradition.
Okay.
It's eleganza. It's extravaganza.
Oh, you're in. You're in.
Yeah. It's all of that.
Paris
but there's
is burning.
Dads, too.
Dad is going to take us into a different, more sexual territory.
Oh.
That's going to take us into daddies.
Mm-hmm.
And like, okay.
How come?
I just, from what I've observed, it's like, if you, okay, back to Drake.
Mm-hmm. All roads lead back to Drake, apparently.
If you go through Drake's comments on one of those thirst trap photos, you're going to get a lot of like daddies. Like, or my personal favorite spin on daddy is Zaddy. It's pronounced Zaddy. It's spelled Z-A-D-D-Y, and it's like mm-hmm. a sexier, more sultry way of saying daddy.
Huh. Oh,
Zaddy.
Really?
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what does it mean
that
if you
reminds
say
me of
Zaddy?
Zaddy?
Zaddy's like Zaddy, like damn Zaddy.
So
you're
are most
good.
Of the people who are doing this are female then?
Yeah, I've never – that's the thing because like that's why it's – it's like why it's kind of weird and sexual because I feel like if guys were commenting like dad, yeah, dad, like about other guy celebrities, that'd be weird. But it's all about girls being crazy.
Mm. And why would you want Kylie Jenner to be your mom?
Kylie Jenner
Yeah.
I love Kylie.
Why?
She is the new Kim, in my opinion. She's taking Kim's – she's totally understands social media.
Okay.
I don't know. It's like the same as looking at a Barbie or something. Like I played with Barbies when I was little because they were pretty. And Kylie has like big lips. She wears – okay, it's the outfits. She has great style in my opinion.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Her style is amazing.
What?
Yeah, and she
– isn't she, like, need a shout? Like, I want to scrub her – I'd like to scrub her down.
Well, she has the makeup going on, too.
And I just feel like it's – she looks trashy to me.
I do believe this is a truly a generational
okay.
thing. Because I think I'm at, like, the – I'm 25, and I've got to be at the older end of people that adore Kylie Jenner.
Okay.
And I just don't know anyone older that even thinks she's – like, they can't even remember her name.
Right.
But what is it? I mean, she – I
And
have
you
her.
Take her over Kendall.
Oh, my God. Kendall can – no. Yeah, no Kendall for me. Kendall is boring. She has no personality whatsoever.
Okay.
She's the model.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I have Kylie's app.
Yeah. Okay. I follow all of them, sadly, but
– Kylie's app has a radio feature that low-key – high-key actually plays the best music. She has, like, the best music taste out of nowhere.
Okay.
Okay.
She's a millennial. She's a mom. She's mom to the millennials.
Yeah.
That's cute. I can see that.
Now, did you watch her video, the Tiger Tigger video?
No.
Which one? Oh, what was it called? Penetrate? Penetrated? Simulated?
It's about her. Simulated.
It's
and
so
he talks
gross.
About, it is so disgusting.
Well, the bad thing about Kylie is that Tyga couldn't be, he literally couldn't be worse. He is disgusting.
It's so upsetting. It's like,
she's
I want to scoop her up and do like a fireman like toss over my shoulder and like take her away because he's talking
place.
About having sex with her in a way that's just like nasty.
Well, he's the worst.
And she's in the video like. Like yeah. hanging around, like come on!
Oh, I know. I didn't even know that. That's disgusting.
Ryan shaking his head in disgust.
That was a real bummer. That video
shaking his.
Tyga's gonna be out of the picture in a couple. Like I don't see him lasting for another couple years. I mean, he is in like crazy debt. He owes so much money to the IRS.
Oh.
Tyga's a loser. He sucks.
Okay.
All right.
But I don't know.
She'll do better. She'll do a little better.
But that's moms and dads. Tyga's not a dad. He's nor is he a zaddy.
I've been calling him Tyga, so I'm happy that got sorted.
Now you know. It's yeah. Tyga.
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 That's fine. Great.
Yeah.
Caroline.
Mm-hmm.
Where can people find you?
In real life or on the internet?
Whatever you want to tell
yeah.
us. All the things. Okay. Everywhere.
Well, people can find me online at Official Sean Penn and CarolineGoldfarb.com. And in real life, people can find me at my house.
Perfect.
I'm like, quick, think of cool things you do, Caroline. Quick. I don't know.
Online's great, you know. You do stand-up.
I do a little stand-up. I'm really into doing these TED Talks. Like, I have that.
What
I didn't
are you talking about? You can't just, like, do at will a TED Talk.
Look at her. She can.
Well, it's not really a TED Talk because TED Talk's a licensed, branded thing. But
she gives a TED Talk. I
okay,
love this.
I'll explain it. I am really into the idea of celebrities with dolphins. Mm-hmm. It's a thing that I've been obsessed with for a while now, and I haven't really posted about it recently, so you guys might not have seen it, but I'll explain it to you. So a lot of celebrities go to the Bahamas and Hawaii, la la la, and they do those, like, dolphin packages, excursions, where, like, they have, like, dolphins, and you go swim with them. Do you know what I'm talking about? Have
No.
you Do you know anyone that's gone on, like, a Bahama vacation,
yeah,
they've
yeah,
taken
yeah,
pictures
yeah.
of dolphins.
My sister Lauren.
And you know, they have those really corny pictures where they're like smiling with
yeah,
a dolphin.
Sure.
Okay, well, celebrities do this too, but because they have like a photographer there, there's just these like tons of images of celebrities with dolphins.
Okay.
Peep that hashtag. I think I have it as celebs with dolphins and I have them, they're all there for you to see.
Okay.
But anyway, this is like an obsession of mine. And I think by analyzing the pictures, we can like glean a lot about
yeah,
the marine kingdom, the animal kingdom, celebrities, like all kinds
oh,
of stuff.
Wow.
So I have this like amazing dope ass PowerPoint that I like give with a vibe of a TED Talk.
Okay.
But it's so hard to find place in LA where I can do like a full audio
okay, well,
visual.
We're going to do it.
Oh, dope. Okay,
you know
great.
What, Emily? This is for real. I know sometimes we say we're going to do stuff, like do vines that we don't do. But I would like to put together a night, a best of hosting night of our guests and do like, we'll do a comedy special.
That's
night,
great.
And we'll have your TED Talk tight. And we'll have like all of our great guests on. And why aren't we doing that?
I don't know.
We're going to do that.
You ladies, you know I'm in.
How long is the TED Talk?
It's a solid 8 minutes.
Perfect.
We'll give you 8.
You got eight.
Could I get 9?
Yeah, you got 9.
We'll talk.
Oh, shit. She's hardball. Okay, I like it.
I want to talk to your digital manager first.
I don't ever want to stop talking
agent.
To you.
I'm
but we're
amazing.
Done.
No.
I know. It hurts.
I'm so sad.
If someone were to go to your official Sean Penn Instagram, what's like a best of right now that they should click on?
A best of right now that they should click on?
Trampoline Girl.
They should click on. Wow, something just came to me. You'll see a video of a girl on a trampoline.
Okay.
And it doesn't look like much, but spoiler alert, she gets so excited when she's jumping on the trampoline that she literally pisses herself. And it's in slow motion. And it's so funny.
It made
just
us
so funny.
LOL.
Yeah, it made us LOL.
And I highly recommend, I wish I could somehow share with everyone that's listening the extended version.
Okay.
But I can't.
Maybe during the TED Talk.
Oh, yeah. That sounds like a good idea.
Okay, great.
That'll bring it up to 10, though.
Just kidding. Look. Okay. You're the first in. I mean, I think that means something, you know.
I'm just kidding.
We did it.
Yay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you guys so much. This was
fun.
So fun.
O-M-F-G.
All right. Sheesh, Lashish, was she a hot little number?
She's real fun.
That was great. We learned so much.
Oh, my God.
Starting with Lisa Frank and moving to Korean editing apps.
I will download.
Elise and Lenafied?
Lenafied, which I thought was going to make you thinner, but it doesn't. It adds emoji to your face.
That's funny.
You know?
And then the necessary thirst trapping.
Right. I think I'm going to put up a pic that is like, I want to like trap some thirst. I haven't been doing that lately.
Maybe we could do it together, a little cleave.
Yeah, like I want to really trap some thirst.
I've never, but let's put up a cleave and we'll see what we get.
Right, great.
Maybe you guys can make us feel good about ourselves for once. Okay. Smashing Garbage.
I mean, I think that is specific to her. I don't know if anyone else is smashing garbage is talking about having sex. It's disgusting.
Hit us up if you guys are using smashing garbage.
Yeah, we'd like to know.
I would like to know. Boyf we had, but we love.
Emu?
I think Emu gave us Boyf.
I like Boyf.
Rap Genius, the website we used during the show, is very genius.
Yeah, thank you.
Which then helped me to know what touching street. And it just means going out.
Just getting out there.
And I was a dirty bird. I'm glad I was wrong. And then we've got Zaddy Daddy
Mom. Kylie Jenner's a mom. I'm still like not fully dropped in, but I'm going to keep my eyes open on Instagram and see what I see with these moms and dads and zaddies.
Certainly, there are no moms or zaddies of ours, but
no.
I'm like,
who would your mom be?
Well, when she first started talking about it and saying it was, you know, pop people, I was like, maybe Madonna was our mom.
Okay.
You
know? I don't think I felt that way about her.
Well, no, because she was fairly risque, right? I mean, the sex book. You're not looking at the sex book thinking, this is my mom.
I think if I had a zaddy, it would have been Tom Hanks from like—
Ooh, Mermaid.
When he was big.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
you know?
What a dreamboat.
He was like my crush.
He was so cute and
he
little
was
face.
So cute.
Well, that's like Matthew Broderick.
Yeah.
You know, he had that little face.
Yeah.
Too.
And I was just like, this would be great guys to date.
Yeah.
And Jack Tripper.
Yes. Well,
yeah.
All day, every day.
Yeah. I think if I had to have a mom right now, like right this moment, that's like a little bit older that I'm looking up to as a mom, I think I would pick, I think I'm picking, I don't know. Maybe I don't have one.
Yeah. I got to think on that too.
Can I pick Sarah Jessica Parker?
Sure.
Okay. She's my mom.
Yeah. She's got great fashion sense. I would borrow her clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I like what she's, you know, I like her in the world.
Yeah, she does good.
Okay.
You guys, thank you so much for being so great. And thank you for following us on OMFG Pod. Thank you so much. And, thank you for telling your friends. Thank you for subscribing. Yeah. And we love doing it. And we are so grateful that you guys listen and keep doing that and share with people what you've learned, because learning is learning. I've always said that. I would love it if you tweet at us the first time you take a word out for a spin, like thirst trapping, and see how it goes. No doubt. That's a great directive. I want to hear from you. So tweet at us at OMFGPod and tell us about taking thirst trapping out to the streets. Bye, guys. Bye. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. They tricked me. Earwolf did a prank on me. Hi, I'm Sean Clements. I do Hollywood Handbook. I'm one of the two hosts, and Hayes Davenport is probably the host you would like better, but I'm who's here today. Anyway, I made a promise to anyone who listened to one of these little inserts that they would not attach a clip of Hollywood Handbook, because of course I think that it's actually kind of filthy and dirty for Earwolf to just take someone who is trying to listen to one show and force them to listen to a piece of another show. I just don't think that's... I didn't want them to put a clip in. I guess what I've learned is they did attach a clip, and that I guess it was super funny and it made people want to check out the show because they picked like a really great part from one of our episodes. I wish they hadn't done that. They've promised to let me come in, correct the mistake by just saying we're never doing it again. And now when I stop talking, you're not going to hear a clip from Hollywood Handbook. You're just going to go either back to your show or you go listen to something else. If you decide to check us out because it's what you want, that's fine, but you're not going to get forced to listen to us. Bye. Laos is where sriracha comes from, which is something that a lot of people haven't heard of yet, but I go
wild for that stuff.
I put it in oatmeal. I put it on hot
dogs.
I'll
put it on eggs.
I put it in cherry pie. I put it on a fish. And I literally will eat it.
Eat the whole thing.
I will eat the whole thing after I put sriracha. After I put sriracha on it.
Hollywood Handbook. Whoa.
Pop.
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 Pop. Pop.
Pop.
Pop.
Pop.
This has been a Wolf Pop production. Executive produced by Paul Scheer, Adam Sachs, Chris Bannon, and Matt Gourley. For more information and content, visit wolfpop.com.